Diners dark with dreams undone. Narcotic nightingales have sung the tortured songs for everyone in the cavalcade. Apocalyptic subway dreams, the alleys and the in-betweens, the horse and buggy symphonies, a fool's errand, some would say. Pimps and pushers, presidents, the paupers, preacher, tenements, the cowboys, code, the hall laments, the coming judgment day. Bible thumpers, Jesus freaks, conservatives and hippie geeks, rehearsing for the rapture with the fools out on parade. I've fallen at the foot of an altar so great I never understood why heaven would have a gate. I searched all over like a piper at the gates of dawn.
That is Michael McDermott, his new album, and I still call them albums because I am an old man. Willow Springs, this is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellante's Brian Noonan in for Rowan Anna. Michael McDermott joins us in the studio. It is always good to see you, man.
You too.
This is another great effort from you.
Thank you.
Very personal. All your stuff is personal. We know that. Anybody who's listened to your music for a long time knows this. But this one, there's something else.
Yeah.
A little deeper.
Good. I think it's definitely through a different lens, I think. I think this was kind of the record I've waited my whole life to make, really.
And, yeah.
I mean, it's just because it's reflective without being indulgent, I think.
And that's got to be a fine line, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because a lot of artists don't see that line, and they go way over it, and you go, "Oh, really? All right, that doesn't seem right."
Right? No, and the reaction to it has been great. It's been the best reviews I've gotten since my first record. So it's and people. I was doing an interview, and they asked, like, "Did you realize this was just such like so an amazing piece of work?" And I thought, no, man, I thought they were all great. You know, like, I didn't notice this was any different.
Yeah, who's going to put out an album?
Right.
Yeah, that one is garbage.
Right. No one cares that much that I have to fulfill contractual obligations. So it was, I felt good about it.
That's all you can ask for, because you can always think something is fantastic and the public is going to either embrace it or they're not.
Right, right.
But if you believe in it, then you did your job.
Yeah, and it's I think I also with this one I've gotten so used to a record coming out, you get a couple of good things and then it quietly disappears.
Yeah,
and so this has been really I was almost pretty braced for it.
Okay,
so the fact that this has been like going so well, it's a little weird, but you know, and again, when I referenced the first record, I was very young when the first one was getting such good reviews that I didn't really I kind of expected it on some level, and then
sure, because you're a cocky young rock star,
exactly, right. And so now I'm really enjoying it a lot more because, like, then I was just kind of, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's got to be fulfilling to, you know, be getting these reviews and go, well, listen, I survived a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've worked hard. I've done some things. And now I've come out on this side and I can still create something that people value.
Right. Yeah. It's been revelatory for me.
That's a nice word.
Oh, thank you.
Look at that.
Yeah, you used one in the car. What was it? You used a good one I didn't know. I was listening. I was like, ooh, that's a good word. I even repeated it, but now, of course.
I'll toss one out every once in a while. That's, you know, that's how it goes. I get lucky, you know. But so you're, it's a revelation. You're like, wow, this is great.
Yeah. So I don't know. It feels like a beginning of a second act of sorts.
Nice. Well, hopefully the second act goes
as
well. The first one had some bumps, but it still went well.
Yeah.
So now you take those bumps, smooth them out, and get the second act in.
Absolutely.
All right. So I got to tell everybody, first of all, that there is a huge record release show on July 29th at the City Winery. Now, you are like the patron saint of City Winery.
Yes.
Every time you're there, the shows sell out. The people at City Winery must love you.
They do. And
of course
them.
They do.
Yeah,
it's a great venue. If you haven't been to a show at City Winery, it is a great venue.
It is great, yeah. So I haven't been. It's weird when I'm not there for more than like 3 or 4 months. It feels weird. So, so doing that on the 29th, and that's going to be the record release with the full band and all that stuff.
Right. But the record is out now, so you should go to michael-mcdermott.com. You can get the record. People can get the records everywhere, but why not go right to the website?
Sure.
You can buy tickets to the City Winery show through your website. Order all the albums, do all that. Enough chit-chat for right now. We will chit-chat, of course, more.
Okay.
But let's have a little number from Willow Springs.
Okay, this is a song called Getaway Car.
Getaway Car.
Thought they had me up in Crown Point like they had Johnny years ago. I thought they had me surrounded. There's one thing that they didn't know, that I had me a plan, and I'm not as dumb as I look. This bird ain't meant for caging. I'm no ordinary dime store crook. Well, tonight I'm bound for glory, drinking lightning from a jar. I got a sweet little story about where the fallen angels are. I gotta get away. Cornered in a cornfield in Caroline, boxed in back in Branson, had a safe house in Tennessee. I keep a Polaroid on the dashboard of a baby boy who looks a lot like me. Well, tonight I'm bound for glory, drinking lightning from a jar. I got a
Nicely done. Michael McDermott from the new album Willow Springs. Can I call it an album?
You can.
Is that an
outdated
terminology?
No.
But that was fantastic. You can get Willow Springs anywhere you can get fine music, or just go to michael-mcdermott.com. We'll talk more with Michael, have some more music, and he's even contemplating serenading Tom Skilling. A lot. Have you ever? You've done a lot of things. You're going to be at Wrigley Field doing the national anthem on July 17th. Have you ever serenaded a meteorologist?
No, I've had dreams about it, though.
Well, have you had dreams about trains, too?
Dreams do come
to I know you have dreams about all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Let's check traffic trouble spots Veronica Carter has about WGN. Wish you were handier around the house. Learn how to tackle those DIY projects with some help from the local home experts. You can do it with Weekend Workbench, Sunday mornings at 11 on WGN-TV. Brian Noonan in for Rowan Anna today and the rest of the week. And I am happy to have in the studio with me a good friend of mine, a very, very talented performer. You may know him. And if you don't, what have you been doing for the last, 20 years? Michael McDermott is here. His new album, Willow Springs, is out now. Big show for the record release party at City Winery on July 29th. Get your tickets now if there are any left, because they always sell out, sell quickly when Michael is at City Winery. So was there a different process writing Willow Springs than there has been in the past?
Yeah, it's been. I've been very workmanlike. Usually, I waited in the past. I kind of waited for the spirit to move me. And but nowadays, I get up extra early before anybody gets up. I work. I get up and nice. You know, before the girls are awake, yeah. I go downstairs. I tiptoe and then I write. And it became this very kind of meditation of sorts. That was my process, you know.
Okay.
And I joke that, you know, because when you abuse yourself for so long, your biology changes.
Yeah.
And so I think my body, my brain was healing, and my brain became like this Vonnegut book where I would just like have these rushes of images and like scenes from my life that I kind of like really buried and I'd totally forgotten about. And so everything kind of coming back to me, and so it was a very good period for writing. I produced this record because that too was it was time I stood up on my own. And,
okay,
you know, like I gotta just make decisions in your life, man.
Yeah,
I made a decision to live and change my life, and so I thought I will make a decision to make a record, and I'll fall by it, and if you know it's a disaster, then it's gonna be mine. But
right.
It's time I grew up.
But it's yours, and yeah. By the looks of it, and as you said, the reviews that are coming out, you didn't fall.
I know, right?
How's that happen? Very good.
It's a miracle. It is, really.
See, and do you think of it that way? Because people who've known you for a long time would probably categorize it that way,
yeah.
That it's a miracle. I
it
mean,
is,
you
it
mentioned
it
some rough times.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, and just the fact that I'm able to do anything, really. Right. I mean, the fact that I was able to even make those records then was pretty, I mean, you know, I gave you the best of over there.
Yeah.
It's like, and I listened to it on one road trip, and I thought, geez, that's a lot of good work. I mean, considering, you know.
Right.
I was working really unnecessarily crippled, you know, like it was my own undoing, really,
yeah.
That I put extra, you know, extra baggage on myself for no reason. And so this has been a very freeing kind of experience. I mean, and so the way of doing a record now is where you could send tracks to another part of the world or,
yeah.
You know, like send it to my friends in Nashville So yeah, so it was great. I mean, it was, and you know, and that's another thing. Not to bore you all with the process, but you know, when you're in a studio and you have your producer, you know, I think certain things get sometimes quelled a bit. And you know, if you go, or I would do this to somebody, like, hey man, I like that first part you did. Play that thing again in the second, and
yeah.
Then you know, suddenly this guy's now like kind of being steered and kind of corralled. Where now I send it to a guy, and like I don't know what he does. He could be playing in his underwear, and like, but I think what I got back was really amazing and very freeing for them. I think too. So
yeah.
I think that's what helped the record blossom too. Is like people being kind of left to their own creativity. You know?
That's very cool. Well, let's hear a little more off
okay.
The record. What do you got?
I'm gonna do Let a Little Light In.
Michael McDermott.
I'm gonna
Michael McDermott, the new album, Willow Springs, July 29th, City Winery. Michael-McDermott.com is the website. You can buy the album. You can buy the tickets. And Michael was kind enough to bring a few albums along with. So if you are caller 3, 6, and 9 at 312-981-7200, you will get a copy of Willow Springs, the new album by Michael McDermott. Can you stick around a little bit?
I will.
You will? Yes. Very nice. All right. So more with Michael, Tom Skilling. A lot coming up in the next half hour. You don't want to miss it on WGN. It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantes, Brian Noonan in for Roe and Anna this week and having a wonderful time in the studio with us. Talented local singer-songwriter Michael McDermott is here. His new album is Willow Springs. We had a call from Rich, Michael. He wanted to know, he lives in Willow Springs, and he wanted to know if, in fact, the title had something to do with the town.
It does. That was Willow Springs was my kind of... my bastion of regrouping or you know, recalibrating everything, restarting okay. everything. Yeah, so, I mean, that's the...
Some people will go to the mountains or a valley. Go to Willow Springs.
Well, I say it's like it's 20 miles and 20 years back in time. You know, it's like 20 miles south of the city, but then you kind of just, you know, it's a different way of life out there, you know. And you know, here in the city, I had, you know, when you leave your apartment, you have to deal with junkies coming up to the car and stuff. And
out there, you don't?
No, you have coyotes coming up to the car asking for money. It's very different. It's a totally different thing.
And there's different weather out there, I've heard. That's what Tom Skilling tells us. Tom is here, as he is every night. We wanted to bring you in, Tom, so you didn't think we were ignoring you and taking off. Michael McDermott is here. Michael,
hi
to Tom Skilling.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too, by way of our hookup here. You know, Michael, I wondered how Brian was going to segue into this.
So was I, Tom.
You were watching a professional broadcaster at work right there, I'll tell you.
I was like, all right, I want to hear Michael's story. We got to let Tom know that we're not ignoring him. We got to bring everybody together. It's, you know, one big audio group hug.
I know. Because Brian, that was just a tad rough, you know. But
sure.
But on the other hand, you know, there are weather differences between here and Willow Springs.
Are there?
So, sure.
Thank you, Tom. That was very benevolent of you. Listen, Michael said he wanted to stick around because he wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I said that Tom is willing to answer just about any question.
It's kind of a two-parter, but... I was asked. I fly a lot, and I was wondering, you know, in being up in the sky, I've just noticed like a really, and I'm not going to go or just kind of steer this into a climate change thing, but I mean, mm-hmm. does it seem to you? It seems to me, even just formations of clouds seem very different. They seem more imposing to me. The weather seems different. The flights feel different. I don't
interesting.
Know.
That's an interesting observation. Well, first of all, the climate has changed here. There's no question about that. That's demonstrable. Anybody who says it isn't happening better check into that a little more deeply because it is happening. But that's an interesting observation. You know, years ago, I flew out into the Atlantic with the hurricane hunters when I was working down in Jacksonville, Florida. And I remember they made the comment that it seemed the air over which they were traveling in the South Atlantic was hazier than it had been. And we know now that was dust blowing off the Sahara across the Atlantic, and that has a big impact on hurricanes. So your observation is very interesting.
Yeah, I just wondered, you know, if there's I've been wanting to talk to a pilot too, and you know, see what they think.
But. If you fly frequently enough and you you keep an eye on that, I suppose you would notice some differences.
Yeah.
You know, that's an interesting observation.
I like that you always get the window seat.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
I always get the window seat.
I do too.
Do you really?
I can never figure out how people with this incredible vantage of our atmosphere can sleep and pull the blind down all the time.
They're so over it.
I'm amazed when I do wake up and look out the window, but the reason I take the window seat is so that people aren't stepping over me.
I see.
Because I like to hunker down, and I will look out the window.
Well, that's a good reason.
For the takeoff and the landing and part of the journey.
And it's funny, too, when turbulence gets bad, everyone opens their windows if they're drunk, as if I don't know what they're going to look to see. Like, it's, you know, I don't know.
Will we see anybody actually shaking the plane, Tom?
I don't think so. But on the other hand, sometimes that turbulence is the product of thunderstorms that you're flying around. And usually if all the windows blinds have been pulled down, I when we do hit turbulence, I slip it up. They often ask you now to take them down.
Because, so they can see what's happening.
Yeah, and people are trying to sleep or watch movies or whatever, and they don't want the light shining into their eyes, and I can understand that. But, wow, if you go close to a big towering thunderhead, that can explain why you're bouncing around sometimes.
Right. Well, you mentioned the thunderstorms, and your timetable on the thunderstorms for early this morning was pretty much right on because I knew the storms had hit. One of the dogs jumped up in bed because she hates it.
Yes.
So, and I looked, and I was like, oh, it's about 3:30. Tom was right.
You know, Brian, it was remarkable to watch the storms. They fired up in Minnesota, did all kinds of damage around the Twin Cities area, roared southeastward. This is a classic, ring of fire, northwest flow type thunderstorm outbreak, almost a derecho. And a derecho is a bowed band of thunderstorms that holds together for hundreds of miles and often does damage along its entire path. This thing stayed together from northern Minnesota all the way down into Tennessee, where it finally fell apart. But it was joined down there by other thunderstorms. So people were sending me pictures late this morning from downstate Illinois, west and south of Springfield, of the shelf cloud, that ominous-looking roll cloud that comes in on the front end of these things, rolling into the area down there. And that was the same thing that went through here about 3 in the morning. We had 75 hundredths of an inch of rain, 75 hundredths of the 1.8 inches of rain that fell at Midway came down in 15 minutes after 3 o'clock this morning. There were some 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts, a lot of branch and tree damage, but we needed the rain. Some areas now, out in northwest Illinois got over 4 inches of rain.
And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Was it enough to offset some of the drought that we've been seeing?
Well, you know, we're now at 90% of our summer rain at O'Hare and 80% at Midway. So that's come back some.
Okay.
But there are areas in northwest Indiana that got pretty good rain last night, but some areas didn't. And the coverage on it, though, was pretty widespread, and it hit areas that were desperately short of rain. And, of course, our farmers now, the corn is tasseling. That's a stage at which it's pollinating. And, that will dictate whether, if rains occur at this time of the year, how much the ears will fill out.
So and we want more rain.
We want
right?
rain, yeah. This is a good time to be getting the rain. And there's more on the way.
And I was going to say, you've been hinting it that this morning was not the end of this.
No, and in fact, we've been watching a couple little cells that have tracked across Will and Kankakee counties. They're diminishing as they go into northwest Indiana, but we may pop one or two this evening. The real issue becomes later tomorrow and more so tomorrow night. When, we've got a disturbance in here, we could have a multi-state severe weather outbreak of some note. There's something like 54 million people in the area at risk for some pretty rough weather later tomorrow and tomorrow night, according to the Storm Prediction Center. So we'll have a 90-degree temperature that heats the air, becomes buoyant, lots of humidity available, lots of latent heat energy, and that can go into making some pretty good thunderstorms. But then the weekend will turn cooler and less humid. Should be beautiful, and we get hot again next week.
The storms are going to be bigger and more severe, or just more severe?
I think more widespread. That thing that came through last night was like a line that really was flying along, so it didn't park over any area for any extended period of time. But these things tomorrow night, you got the chance in parts of central and or northern Illinois and Indiana that these things could train over an area and get some bigger rain totals. And there may be... It's just a better developed, more mature severe weather setup that could produce more widespread impact. So we're going to watch that one pretty closely. I think many hours tomorrow are going to be great.
Okay.
But
how's the Ring of Fire?
The Ring of Fire, it's alive and well. You know, we got that broiling heat out in the plains. They just sit there under that hot dome, and these storm clusters rotate around the periphery of the thing. So we had one last night. We may get some more tomorrow later on, and even more so tomorrow night.
All right, do you have any requests, Tom? Are you a big, I know you're a big music fan,
you know
right?
What?
You like music?
Mike, how many of your songs have something to do with the weather? I always, no, you know what, I always marvel at how artists, whether musicians or painters or photographers, incorporate the weather.
Tom, you should see his face. He's going through his entire catalog going, let me see.
Maybe not. Bono even said, he had said in some interview that he was just a glorified weatherman. He references weather.
See that? Yeah. That's very interesting. Yeah. Do you sing about it much?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's all right. You know, that's not everybody's cup of tea, but I just wondered.
Maybe your next album. Yes. Maybe next album, a lot of weather songs. Give Tom a co-writing credit. We'll see what happens. It'll be fun. Tom, before we let you go, can we get a quick forecast?
Yeah. Nice. An isolated thunderstorm south. Otherwise, scattered clouds tonight, 72. It's warm and humid out there. Tomorrow, a lot of sun, but mixed clouds. Scattered 30% coverage storms in the afternoon. That will fill in, and we'll get 80% coverage on the storms tomorrow night. And any one of those could become severe or heavy rain producers. So we'll watch that. But then Friday, rain moves out, partly sunny skies, humidity moderately lower, temps moderately lower, but still warm in the mid to upper 80s. And then upper 70s with a wind off the lake Saturday and sunny. And nice on Sunday, too, with low 80s and mid-70s at the beaches.
Fantastic weekend.
Beautiful
weekend. We're going to thank you for that, Tom.
Well, let's wait until it happens. Oh,
yeah, though, that's right? True. I don't want to jump the gun.
I know.
We'll check in with you again tomorrow.
You bet.
It is always a pleasure. Thanks, Tom.
Good to talk to you, and good to talk to you, Michael. Thank you. Much success.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Thanks.
There you go. Tom Skilling is on the Rokan Show every night at 6:30. We're going to have another song from Michael McDermott, and we're going to give you a chance to go see Air Supply. Talk about the opposite ends of the spectrum. This is fantastic. It's all coming up after Veronica Carter gives us the traffic trouble spot. A few more minutes on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantes and me, Brian Noonan. Michael McDermott in the studio. His new album, Willow Springs. You can catch the big record release show with full band at City Winery. That's on July 29th. If you go to michael-mcdermott.com, you can get your tickets there. You can buy the album there, get all Michael's music. And don't forget, July 17th, he will be doing the national anthem at a Wrigley Field in front of the Cubs game. Michael, this is very very Top 40 radio. I am excited to give away some Air Supply tickets.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to give away tickets to Air Supply with Blood, Sweat, and Tears on July 16th at River Edge Park, in Aurora. You can hear the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s that were the soundtrack of your favorite moments. Get tickets online at riveredgeaurora.com or call 630-896-6666. If you are caller 8 at 312-981-7200, we're sending you to River Edge Park to get your love song on with Air Supply and some funk with some Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So, 8th caller, 312-981-7200. All right, I cut off your Willow Springs story, but that is where you have gone to seek respite, and hence the name of the album.
Yeah, and it was a place of learning how to be sober, learning how to be a father, learning how to grieve the loss of a father.
Yeah, you have to go to a different. All those things take a different environment, right?
They do. In recovery, they say, sobriety is not geographical. It doesn't, people sometimes, I got to get out of town. And they don't adhere to that kind of philosophy. But for me, it helped.
Yeah. Gives you a quiet place to think and get everything else going. Yeah. Let's not waste a lot of time chatting. Okay. We could chat forever, but let's hear another song and then we can
Brian's niece and my daughter are friends.
How weird a coincidence is that? Because I get a call from my sister-in-law. Hey, do you know a singer, a rock guy, Michael McDermott? I go, yeah, how do you know Michael McDermott? Because his daughter's at my house now. Oh, my goodness.
Right. So I'm going to do this one for Willie, and she's sad she couldn't come. It's Willie Rain. Willie Rain, yeah, she's the best. My ma said she was the prettiest girl in the world. Willie Rain, I love you so. Yeah, she sure do talk a lot about all the things that she ain't got. Oh, Willie, you're the one. Willie Rain, I love you so. Well, she looks so good in a favorite dress. I hate to say it, but I must confess, when she's up too late at night, sometimes she gets unruly. She loves her riding near my car, singing like she's gonna be a star. But all I know thus far is that I love her true. Yeah, I dream about how you will be and all the things you're gonna see in me. Oh, Willie, I hope I make you proud. Willie Rain, I love you so. Well, advice I got, I probably say go ask your ma, oh Willie, Chubby Cheeks. Willie Rain, I love you so. But she looks so good in a favorite dress, I hate to say it, but I must confess, when she's up too late at night, sometimes she gets unruly. She loves her riding in my car, singing like she's gonna be a star. But all I know thus far is that I love her truly. Yeah, I hope I live long enough to see what a beautiful thing it turned out to be. Oh, will it go and change the world? I've done some things that I regret, but you were here when I took my first step, oh Willie, one day at a time. Willie Rain, I love you so.
Michael McDermott, the new album, Willow Springs. You can get it anywhere fine music is sold. Go to michael-mcdermott.com. Pick up tickets for his big record release show at the City Winery. That's on July 29th. Man, this is stellar. Stellar effort. Wonderful job. Always great to see you.
You too.
And we'll see you soon. Let's do this, and then we'll find out what Justin Kaufman is downloading on his program next on WGN.